Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Cordera Aisha Muhammad on Blog Talk Radio. Religion Means Alive. Today's date is December 12, 2015, and tonight's topic is false flag attacks. First and foremost, I want to give praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing me to see another day and to get the utmost education and knowledge on these types of subjects. It's not easy living in society here in the West right now. It's been a lot of turmoil. There has been a lot of attacks on Muslims here in the United States. Go out at night because they're being attacked, and, you know, some people have to go out at night. Some sisters have to go out at night because they have to work. You know, they're not married, and they have to support their family. So this is a necessity for them to have to travel at night and, you know, go out and take care of, you know, things that they have to do for their homes. You know, there has been such rhetoric and this turmoil because of these actions that were orchestrated by these people. I'm not even, they're not Muslims because Muslims don't act in this manner. That was orchestrated by these people, and it caused such a turmoil. So the reason why I'm doing this show tonight on false flag attacks is because this show tonight will lead up to, inshallah, the show that I'm doing on Monday. Why is Islam under attack? Why? Why is it that all over the world that they agree that Muslims are all terrorists? Because that's what it is. We're not going to sugarcoat it here on this broadcast. We're not going to sugarcoat it because that's not what I do. These people in these countries portray Muslims as terrorists. We're all terrorists. From the time a Muslim comes out the womb of his mother to the time he goes into the grave, he's a terrorist. And this is what these people think, and this is what these governments have put in the minds of the people, to be so afraid of Muslims because they will attack you, they will kill you, and they want to orchestrate and implement Sharia law, and they want everybody to be Muslim. And if you're not Muslim, we're going to kill you and just be done with it. A'udhu billah, this is not what Islam teaches. This is not what Islam teaches. And no matter how much we get out, we promote, and we show people that Islam is a religion of peace, they will not believe it because these people have been conditioned from the time that they have come out the womb to the time that they go into the grave. They have been conditioned to fear Muslims. Inshallah, my show Monday will detail why this is being implemented. You know, I had a talk with one of my coworkers. You know, like, my friends at work, they're very open, and, you know, I don't sugarcoat things with them. You know, if they come to me and we're talking, you know, off the record, we're not, you know, we're at work, but we're, you know, obviously at lunch or break or whatever like that, we discuss these things because they want to know. And, you know, by me being Muslim, I have been at my job for 23 years. I worked in corporate America. I'm the only black Muslim that works in my department. They know me. They know me, and they know how I, you know, how I am. They know what I accept, and they know what I don't accept. And they feel comfortable enough to come to me and ask me outright blatant questions. And I have no problem whatsoever answering these questions for them because it is the need to eradicate this hatred towards Muslims. It's not going to be easy. It's definitely not going to be easy, but, you know, we can all take steps to show people that Islam is a religion of peace. You know, just by our daily actions, how we interact with people, how we handle things, people look at that. People look at that and say, it makes me start to wonder why do they keep saying that all these Muslims do these things? And I work with one, or I know one, and I've never seen her do anything like that. I've never even seen her, you know, do anything other than be nice to people and, you know, be humble and very, you know, she's, you know, down to earth. I've never seen, you know, I don't know whether, you know, then it puts them on the teeter-totter, puts them on that. Maybe she's putting on the front because she has to. Or maybe they're lying. But I don't know. So I'm right in the middle, and I don't know what to believe because I'm still scared because this is what they do. They condition these people to fear Muslims 100%. Fear them wherever they are because they want to radicalize you. They want to make you they want to turn you into Muslims and worship Allah. They want to force this on you. All of this stuff is pure ignorance. Pure 100 unadulterated ignorance. You know, there was a post that was going on Facebook where this guy told people that they want to do this pull off the hijab challenge for people to record people running up to Muslimas and snatching off their hijabs. And this was spread throughout Facebook. And there was people who were agreeing with it, and then it was told to them to videotape it and upload it to Facebook or to Instagram to show on social networks that we don't want Muslims here. You know, what can I say? These attacks have been going on and have been affecting, you know, sisters so much that even here in Philadelphia, I live right outside of Philadelphia, but I work in Philadelphia, you know, and I'm very connected to the community in Philadelphia where, you know, even sisters who we thought that they would not even try to attempt to do this to, they're doing it to. These people are brave and brazen with their attacks. And all I'm going to say is they're going to catch the right person. And it's going to be a big problem. But, of course, they're not going to blame the person who was attacking the person. They're going to blame the sister who attacked the person who attacked her. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be blown up into the media. Oh, this sister attacked them. Because this is what they do. And all this that I'm talking about is leading up to why I'm doing the show. We have to be, and I'm including Muslims on this, we have to stop being sheep people. And what I mean by sheep people, S-H-E-E-P, as in the animal, anything that we see on TV, we believe it. Unequivocally, anything we see on TV, we believe it. So much so that these are teenagers and our young adults are conditioned by watching the filth and trash on, like, Love & Hip Hop, you know, Basketball Wives, all these reality shows that we have planned our whole lives around watching these TV shows. They have parties for Empire. Oh, we got to have a whole party. You know, we got to do all this because this is your life. This is what the society has conditioned you to do is pay attention to this bull crap and not pay attention to what's going on. We got these people so confused and we got these people so conditioned that they not even, you know, they right where we need them to be at, confused and ignorant. You know, y'all can go out throughout the day. Y'all can know every character, cast member. You know what they eat. You know what website they on. Y'all know everything about their lives, but you cannot tell anybody about the mothers of the Ummah. You can't even name two of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was selling wives. You couldn't even name two of them. You can't even pronounce the attachment, but you can sit up there and watch Love & Hip Hop and then encourage your kids to watch it with you. You allow this filth and this trash in your homes, but you can't even do nothing. economically, nothing. We have to stop being ignorant, because the only thing, you know, my grandma used to say this all the time to me. She said, people could take everything from you. They could strip you of all your rights. They could take everything from you. They could take your house, your home, your clothes, your kids. They could take everything from you, but they cannot take the knowledge that you have. And that's so true. That's so true. And the reason why I say it's so true is because, you know, the West and all these other countries want Muslims to leave. They want us out of here. They don't want to be bothered with us. And that's perfectly fine, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Hijra should be an option for every Muslim that's living in a country not under Islamic rule. And that's okay. That's absolutely, you don't want us here? We don't want to be here, really. And we shouldn't want to be here. We should not want to live in this state where we have to fear going out to shop, taking our kids to school, being attacked, and knowing that the government ain't going to do nothing about it if they attack us. If they attack us, they're not going to do anything about it. I guarantee you. Oh, we're going to launch an investigation. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Trust me, it'll never materialize into nothing. It'll never materialize. Same thing that went on with the civil rights activists and leaders back in the 50s and 60s. Oh, we're going to investigate this. Half of them was Ku Klux Klan members, so they never even, you know, follow through on that stuff. And this is the same thing that happens today. They're not going to follow through on this stuff. This is incumbent upon Muslims to make Hijra and leave here. They don't want us here, so we leave. You know, I can't live my life daily in constant fear of leaving my home and walking outside and going to work or going to the supermarket or going to the pharmacy or taking care of some other business that I have to attend to. You know, this is definitely not a way that any Muslim should have to live. Like, we're basically living in fear because of all these things that have happened and what was orchestrated to appear to be an attack. If you have a comment, question, or concern, I see there's a lot of callers online. Feel free to press 1 at any time and I can put you through. For anybody who's streaming live on the web, you can hit chat. And if you want to type in a message or a question for me, you can do that through chat if you're directly online. The main line to call in is 805-727-7013. And, again, press 1 and I'll put you through. So, you know, I had also just posted something on my Facebook just before I joined the call, because I'm watching this program on the History Channel, and they were talking about Osama bin Laden. And something hit me. Something piqued my interest with just looking at him, looking at this picture who they say was him. Now, we know that he was supposed to be on the hock, the top of the hock, like, you know, the man, like he's the man. But what I paid attention to is, he didn't even follow the sunnah of cutting a mustache. Makes you think, doesn't it? He's supposed to be this high-ranking Muslim that is all this and that, and he's on this level, and, you know, everybody, you know, the Muslims look up to him. But he didn't even follow the sunnah of cutting the mustache. And if he was like that, he would have followed every sunnah. Pay attention to those things. These are the little things that we have to pay attention to. Now, people may call me crazy, she's a kook, she insane for even talking about this. They want you to remain ignorant. If we got these people ignorant, we don't have to do no work. They're sheep people. They're going to follow everything we do. We say this, we say that. They're going to get scared. And this is how they want you to, they are using scare tactics to keep you scared. And people like me, they fear people like me who are willing to speak out against this. Because, of course, they don't want you to know that this is the truth that I'm actually stating. They don't want you to know this. Now, when I go live I'm back on the Facebook, my account probably be shut down again. I wouldn't put it past it when I log back in to Facebook, my account is shut down again, and they probably do it for a couple of days this time because they've been doing it day by day and things like that. But, you know, it is what it is. They don't want people to know the truth. And we, as Muslims, we not only have to show these people that Muslims are not like this, we have to make sure we embody the appearance and also embody the actions of what good Muslims do. What good Muslims do. We don't, you know, curse. We don't, you know, defame people, things like this. We humble ourselves because this is the main thing. We can run and hide. We can be scared. We can do all this. But Allah said nothing happens, not even a leaf falls off the tree without the permission of Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Not even a leaf. If something is going to befall you, it is going to befall you. If it is going to miss you, it will miss you by the cutter of Allah. This is something we cannot run away from. It's going to happen. This is also a wake-up call for some Muslims to get back on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is a wake-up call. Because some Muslims are slacking, and this is the way, because you look Muslim, now you got to act Muslim. It's a wake-up call. And we all know Allah is not going to change the condition of a people until the people want that condition changed. We already know this. And why these things are happening? Because there's too much division within the ummah. There's too much division. There's too much division. And as long as there is division, we are weak. If we unify and came together to tackle this issue of terrorism, they could do nothing with us and they would fear us more. Right now, they don't care about us because it's like, oh, they don't, you know, this group don't mess with that group and this group don't deal with that group and, you know, whatever. They use this as their platform to keep us divided, and we fall right into it. We fall right into it. I made a statement on my other show that the brothers, you should not be letting your wives, your children, your mothers, your sisters walk anywhere by themselves, especially if you ain't working or you don't have a full-time job. You need to get up and make sure that they're safe. You need to make sure that they're safe, that they're getting to and from where they need to go safely. It's time for these brothers to man up. People are attacking sisters who are by themselves or with their young children. And I said this before, if they see you with a man, more likely than none, they will not attack you because they know that the man will defend you. But these animals are attacking Muslim women who have children in strollers, or I'm talking about toddlers, things like this. These are the sisters that they're attacking. Another thing that, and I apologize because I'm trying to give you a basis of why I'm doing the show. I'm going to get to the false flag attacks, but I need to make sure you understand where I'm coming from. So this is the steps. I'm taking the stair steps up, and the main landing will be tonight's topic. I just want to make sure I get it out there of why we need to start paying attention of what's going on around us in our community and in the society. It's a bigger picture. It's a bigger picture. And we have to stop being sheep people. We are being led by a herder. We're all lumped together. We're just, oh, we're following them. Oh, they say do this. Oh, they say do that. Do this. Don't do that. And this is what we're doing. People, we have to wake up. We have to wake up. I see there's a caller who has a question. I'll put you through. Thank you for joining. It means a lot. Wa alaikum salam.
Yes. That was quite interesting that you mentioned the hijra, which you know is an option for us, you know, and in our religion, you know, time starts at the hijra. Our time starts as far as the Islamic clock is concerned, you know. But let me ask you, how are the sisters dressed? Because Imam Muhammad said in 9/14/2001, that was the time. He told the sisters, he said, sisters, in the tough times, don't go outside looking like a hard, you know, like a Muslima. In other words, be modest, wear loose clothes, you know, I mean, tie your hair, but you don't have to look like an Iranian or a Pakistani, and don't be foolish. Don't be foolish in these times. And be wise, you know. And that was Imam Muhammad's advice on 9/14/2001. 3 days later, he was very hurt by the situation of the 9/11 attack, because he knew that was setting us back. You know,
right,
and we
right.
know Satan, you know, and we know Satan is orchestrating this. You know, but you know, in thinking about the hijra, though, you know, like you brought that up. Now, wherever we go now, we have the Quran, we can teach the Quran, we can teach the Sunnah, we have our Islamic way of life. We like millions of seeds now, going anywhere we want now. We're taking this deen with us, the absolute deen with us. We can teach wherever we are, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's like Satan is in real big trouble now. If we hijra, if we have
right.
hijra, he's in real big trouble because we're going to spread this religion. We're going to spread this religion all over the earth, inshallah. So I just wanted to mention that.
And what I'll say on that, on what the brother just spoke on, there was a time where we could denounce Islam and say that we're not Muslim or not look to appear to be Muslim. But I did my show on that Thursday about, you know, being afraid to be Muslim in the United States. And under further reading and further examination of what that meant was, this was something that was used in Islam when there wasn't a lot of Muslims. That was permitted for you to say that you were not Muslim, or to not wear your hijab, or for the brothers wear a robe. You were allowed to cut the beard in that situation, because that was the beginning of Islam where that was permissible. Reading further and reading what the noble scholars had stated upon that was that Islam is wide known. It's throughout the earth now. It's not in its infancy, and we should not disrobe and not look like Muslims, and we should not denounce that we are Muslims. Now, you know, again, everybody can feel how they want to feel, but this is my perspective on it, and people know I don't claim to be Salafi, but I do follow the Salafi dawah, and I agree with this 100%. We cannot let these people see us fold under fear, because this is what they want. This is what they want. They want our women to take off their niqabs, abayas, jalbiyas. They want us to take that off. They want the brothers to remove their izars. They want the brothers to uncuff their pants. They want them to take off the robes, not wear the kufis, and take off their beards. This is what they want. And Islam is not in its infancy, so we should not be removing ourselves from Islam to please these people. And Allahu alam. Allah knows best in these situations. I'm just telling you from my perspective what I read, and I understood why it was okay to do in the infancy of Islam, because there were not a lot of Muslims, and if you killed off most of the Muslims, we could not grow the ummah. So I completely understand why that was something that was accepted in that time, but in today's time, it's not. So getting back to the topic, and again, you know, everybody has the right to their own opinion on these situations. I'm just giving my opinion about, you know, what I see, and I'm not going to fear no man except Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not fearing no one but Allah. Whatever's going to hit me is going to hit me, and what's not going to hit me is not going to hit me. And this is the stance that I take. Getting back to the topic, you know, they showed, and this is something that they're doing as far as programming, programming the people to fear Islam. They showed the wife of this perpetrated person, and they showed her as an evolution. And where they stopped is where they said she became radicalized. This is the last picture that they showed of her is where she became radicalized. So in the beginning, they had a picture of her when she was in high school, and they showed that she had the shawl on, and it was very loose on her head, and she had her hair showing. The second picture that they showed, she had the front of her hair swooped down, and she had the kimar or the shawl on, and it covered her neck. The only thing she had out was a little bit of hair. The third picture that they showed was she didn't have any hair showing. She had on a tan color shawl, and her whole head was covered. Her neck was covered. You couldn't see anything from her other than her face. The last picture they showed her, she was in all black, and she had on a niqab. This is where they said she became radicalized. Astaghfirullah. Because you know what this does, right? We know what this does. This takes the image of, okay, if you see a Muslima in all black, she's an extremist and she's radicalized, you should fear her. They did the same thing with the alleged perpetrator for the man. They showed him with no beard. Second picture, they showed him with the goatee. Third picture, he had a slight beard. Fourth picture, he was radicalized. He had a full beard. He had a kufi on and a throat. Again, this is something that they're putting in the image of the people. Fear these people who look like them, whether they're white, black, Asian. If they look like them, fear them because they're extremists and they're radical. Astaghfirullah, may Allah safeguard all the Muslims, no matter what you wear. This is something that we have to pay attention to, people. But people are so caught up in, okay, they having this concert and they're doing this and they're doing this show and, you know, this is on TV and, you know, you're the thing, and they want to keep you ignorant. They want to keep you ignorant. And as long as we feed into it, we will remain ignorant. But people don't pay attention to these things. And then when things get out of control to this situation that it's in now, then we want to do something. Well, we should have been doing something. We should not have let it fall to this situation. And now we want to act on it. So before I get into tonight's topic, I just had to state those things so we can understand the premise of why I'm doing the show. I'll open it up again. If you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013, and you can press 1 to speak. Also, if you're streaming online live, I know a lot of people do this also, if you hit the chat button, you can send me like sort of like a text message, and I'll be able to see your response as well online. So what is a false flag attack? Many people have never heard of this before. And I wasn't, you know, I was scrolling through, you know, my Facebook, and I came upon this link that I used in the advertisement of the show tonight. And I was like, you know, what is it? Why would this take place, or why would people do this? Like, what is the purpose behind it? So I did a little bit more research on what a false flag attack is. Now, we know that in a lot of cities, the major cities, they do these mock drills where they'll have people who look like they're wounded, you know, a crisis situation on how fast the police, firefighters, and other, like, you know, officers of the law and health people who can help you, react in these situations. And these types of things became very known that they do these mock drills after 9/11 happened. So a lot of times what they will do is they will shut down that part of the city or whatever they're doing, and they just recently did one in New York where they were showing the response times and things like this. So you'll see if this was done where it's, you know, people are, you know, gathered currently, or this is where they did it and, you know, it's actually being done where, like, you know, rush hour, something like this, people will freak out because they think that, you know, they're under siege or something like this. So they do these mock drills to show the response time on, you know, the authorities and so forth and so on. But something that about this recent situation in San Bernardino was, who does this mock drill every month? The facility where this happened at would conduct this mock drill every month. Who does that? Who conducts a mock drill every single month? Normally no one. They'll do it every 2 to 3 months or every 6 months, and it wouldn't necessarily be to that level where you got people running in and looking like, you know, there's a crisis situation and all this and that. You wouldn't normally do that. Now, normally with a lot of businesses and things like that, they do fire drill warnings. So you hear the alarm go off, you walk to the fire escape, or you actually exit the building and you go to where there's the safe zone and things like that. So that's normally done every month. But to see people in armed gear running through, people bleeding and everything like this, to do a mock drill every single month makes no sense to me. It probably doesn't make sense to a lot of callers on the line either, but this is what they were doing. So in these false flag attacks, you got to have people who will participate in this. And what they call them are crisis actors. Now, I looked this up, and one of the crisis actors, because I clicked on the hashtag crisis actor, it's the same girl, white female, crying on the cell phone. People, I'm not making this up. They showed her in Sandy Hook, San Bernardino, and a couple of other terrorist situations that occurred here in the United States. Same person. Whoever took the time to put this together, listen. The same, I seen it with my own eyes. If you go to that link for the show, they will show you where she's at. She's crying on the phone, on a cell phone, crying. Same person. Four different situations. How does this person get into this situation in every instance? How does she show up there? Where did she come from? She just happens to be at all these terrorists or plots. Like Denver, she was in Denver, she was in Boston, she was at the Boston Marathon one, she was at the one Sandy Hook in Connecticut or wherever that's at, and she was just here in San Bernardino. How does the same girl end up at every situation? How does it happen? So that goes to show that if she's a crisis actor, then these situations might not be real. I looked at the videotape. Now, let me say this, because I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm on some crazy stuff. Do I believe that there are extremists in Islam? Absolutely, I do. Absolutely. 100%. I absolutely do think there are extremists. People that, you know, have been radicalized and are, you know, so far gone, we probably could never bring them back. I believe that. Absolutely. You have that in every religion. You have extremists in every religion. Jim Jones. Look at Jim Jones. You know, like, absolutely, I think, you know, these people, there are crazy people out there who use Islam in the incorrect way and spread their hate and propaganda. I absolutely do. But do I think it is to the level that it is? Absolutely not. Do I think that these extremist groups act in a manner of, you know, on a gang level? Absolutely. But to have a whole regime, like to have the whole country, absolutely not. Of course, we're going to have extremists in every situation. We're going to have people who go so far left, they couldn't even see right. So, again, I'm not, you know, condoning this or making an issue because I know this is not what Islam teaches. But, yeah, I do believe there are people who don't like people of a certain race or religion and things like that. Absolutely. I do believe that. But these situations that's going on are not making sense. In that situation in San Bernardino, the initial caller said there were three white men dressed in black. How did it come down to two people, and one was a 90-pound woman with an assault rifle? Now, if anybody knows anything about guns, and I do, I used to go hunting with my dad, and I know the recoil of shooting a rifle. If she was 90 pounds, it's no way in the world she was popping it off like that. I'm just going to put it out there to you. She couldn't do that. The recoil would tear her shoulder off. When you shoot a gun, the retraction of it jerks back. She's 90 pounds, and she was going in there spraying like that? Yeah, okay. But see, this is what they do because they know people don't know about guns. They don't know about certain things. They never even heard about recoil. They don't know that when you shoot a rifle or a shotgun, the kickback on it will hurt you. I seen one of those 48-hour stories where the man, they went 2 days later and took pictures of him when he took his shoulder off because he had a rifle. He killed his wife and I guess her lover or something like that. His whole shoulder was bruised because of the recoil. And this man was at least like 6'2 and almost 200 and something pounds. So if he got bruising by shooting a rifle like that, do you think that she could have took that assault rifle? I'm just telling people to use logic. Where are these three men that the calls reportedly went to? Where are they? Is the, you know, FBI and them still looking for her, looking for these three white men? Because this is what the people said when the initial calls came through. Something else that we have to take a look at in this situation is that when you've seen the media go to their apartment and ransack it. Joe picked up security cards, all kinds of identification, was able to. Have y'all ever seen this in your entire life? Something this, in this situation, that house or that apartment would have been locked off. Nobody would have been able to get into it. But the FBI say, oh, we collected all the information that we needed. But y'all sitting up there looking in this creek at a park for still more evidence, but you allowed the media to go in and ransack their house? Come on now. People wake up. People wake up. Open your eyes to this foolishness. They were able to go through these people's houses, through these people's house, and ransack their belongings, looking through everything and looking up everything. Tore their place apart. But you still got the FBI searching in this creek because they said that in between the time, the reason why they couldn't find them is because they went to this park and started hard drives and stuff like that. Really? So you let them just ransack the apartment, though. Have you ever in your life seen the news media be able to ransack a crime scene like that 2 days after it happened? I mean, I just want people to wake up and stop being ignorant. I believe these two people were Muslims, and they was used as a pawn and killed. create more fear population of the United States, 100%. I believe that this was something that was orchestrated by the government to keep people in fear. And inshallah, again, on Monday, I will tell you why. I will tell you why. I might catch some heat for this, but this is what I'm going to say. If the Middle East, where all the oil is at, was ran by another religion, or, you know, had the majority of the people another religion, if they was Buddhist or if they was Hindu, the whole world would be hating Buddhists and the whole world would be hating Hindus. It has nothing to do with Islam, but it has to do with people's personal greed. Muammar Gaddafi said something in a speech years ago. He said, y'all won't wake up until the blood of every Arab nation is shed. His was shed, Egypt, Tunisia, we're looking at Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. I could go on. It's a bigger, and as long as you remain ignorant, you will not see what that picture is. Wake up, people. Wake up. I believe that family was used, killed for their own good. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I felt it within me that this was going to happen because nothing has happened since the Boston bombing. You know, all that stuff that went on in Paris, it was like, at all the leaders over here, the people running for these various offices said, especially the Republicans, what's going to happen when it happens here? What are you going to do? Because it's going to come here and poof, the false flag attack happens. Now it's, I told you we don't want these Muslims in the country. We don't want them here. And I'll say this, cut your ties with Saudi. People don't understand, and people don't take the time to read, and I'm going to break it down to you just like this. If, you know, these Republicans, you know, they got issues with, you know, they got issues with blacks, you know, minorities, this and that, whatever have you. Okay, so Muslims are under attack, blacks are under attack, Hispanics are under attack. If all three of these groups left the United States, this country would fall to pieces. It couldn't be stable. It wouldn't have a stable economy because we make up the majority of what supplies this nation. But does that give them a reason to use us like slaves? People don't pay attention to these things. Y'all do know that slavery has never been abolished in the United States. Is this a signature way? Every 10 years, the acting president has to sign the parliament that says that, you know, we want to keep giving blacks the right to vote. What if the next president don't sign it? Because the last president that had to sign it was, I believe, Bush. But what if the next president don't want to sign it? That means we can't vote anymore. People, y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. If China and Saudi pulled their financial backings out this country, we would go into almost a third world country. But ask yourself, why isn't the United States never attack Saudi, the UAE, Qatar, none of those countries that have the majority of the money that's backing this country? Why? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself why they have never been attacked. I seen a post where somebody said, oh, just go ahead and bomb Mecca and get it over with. Nobody responded to that. Nobody responded to that. They definitely know better than that. Because if they did something like that, Saudi would have no choice but to react to it. See, all these other, you know, Islamic countries, they really pull themselves out of it. You know, I haven't seen where they opened their doors to the Syrian refugees. I haven't seen that. Like, but, you know, it's bigger than that. People, we should start taking the time to read and educate ourselves on these. People may say, oh, she's crazy, she's insane, something's wrong with her. All right. Okay. I was always told that crazy people sometimes speak the truth. I listen to when, you know, people are allegedly crazy and they're talking and mumbling. I listen to what they say. I listen to what those crazy people say because sometimes they're speaking the truth. Absolutely, they're speaking the truth. If you are so programmed to think that it's not something more than what's going on, and you constantly believe the media, I'm talking about any news media outlet, all these news media outlets are programming people to live in fear, to be fearful. You know, like I said, I'm at work. Some of my other coworkers keep coming up to me. How's life treating you? Everything good? Why are y'all asking me that? Because if somebody came up here trying to set it off, I'm going to fight with y'all. I'm not going to let nobody try to kill me over some nonsense they speaking. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to react with it. You know, like when I travel, I already know they got my passport flagged. I could go through the body scan butt naked, and they still gonna pull me to the side into the room, ransack my bags, and check me and search me. They're gonna fill my fat, lift up my rolls. They're gonna do it because this is how they have them programmed. It's a fact. But if we're so blind to not even think outside the box, this will continue to happen. Muslims will continue to be blamed for this. And we will have to sit back and be in fear of leaving our homes and being scared to practice Islam. I'm not taking my kimar off for nobody. I'm not taking it off for nobody. And what these people fail to realize is, yes, if you expose the woman, yes, she's not going to melt like the wicked witch of the West. She's not going to melt. She'll be embarrassed because you're seeing her beauty, but she's not going to die if you rip it off of her. These people are so stupid. Like when they took the pig's head and threw it at the man's head, what did you thought? The whole man's head was just going to collapse because you threw down the pig's head? We just can't eat it. And they so stupid that if they knew if there was no food left on the earth, nothing but pig, we would have to eat it because it would be considered suicide if we didn't. This is how stupid these people are. Like the man who took his whole street and put pig's heads up. Like, what did you think it was? Kryptonite? Like we were Superman or something? We all going to melt? Like, I mean, these people are stupid. But this is what the media has put in fear of them. A couple years ago, somebody on a plane went into a bathroom and scrawled "Allah is Akbar" in the bathroom. But there was somebody in the somebody there on the plane who said no Muslim would have written it because they can't even mention Allah's name in the bathroom. So whoever did it was somebody not Muslim. But if that person didn't stand up and say that, those people on the plane would have believed it. This is how they have the society programmed. I'm going to open it up again. If you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013, or you can press 1 once you do that. If you are streaming live, just click on chat. You can type your message, and I can respond back to you. You know, these type of things, I guess with wisdom comes, with age comes wisdom. Because I used to be very naive in that thinking, like, okay, these things can't happen possibly to Muslims. Why would they want to attack us and things like this? you know, but if you take the time to just study and read, you will learn that everything is not what it's cracked up to be. And man is greedy. And we know we are in the end of days. They use all these distractions within the news to divert the attention to the real problem or the real issue. And as long as we're ignorant enough to fall for it, they're going to keep doing it. Now, if people no longer fear Muslims, let's just say, for example, all the Muslims left the United States. Do you not think that they would attack the next person? Oh, all people with red hair, we have to attack them because they're trying to do something to us. Do you not think that that would happen? I was watching a show today. The reason why the KKK was formed, which we will call a terrorist group, because that's what they are, a terrorist group, you know, wanted to stop all the immigrants from coming in, so that was, you know, they consider Italian. They hated Italians. They hate Jewish people. They hate Irish people. And I will tell people this. I don't understand how Irish people could be racist towards blacks, which they are. My great-great-great-grandfather was black. I mean, Irish. That's how come my family's last name is Carney. You can't get more Irish than that. You can't get more Irish than that. That's on my mother's side. And if you looked at my great-great-aunts who are now deceased, which, you know, I had pictures and stuff of them, all light skin, almost with blue eyes or light-colored eyes. And Irish people was treated just as bad as African Americans. So what happened was the mafia was created, and the mafia wasn't just made up of Italian people. It was made up of Irish. Irish had their own gang as well. Like we know today, the Russian mafia, you got all different kinds of mafias. But they stopped the Ku Klux Klan from, you know, spreading their fear and stuff like that into these people because they mainly attacked immigrants. And we know that a lot of the politicians today, Trump himself, his father had ties to the KKK, a terrorist group. But these people still support him. What makes him so dangerous? What makes Trump very dangerous is that he can tell lies. Say he said a lie and the people still believe him. That's a dangerous person. He stated that he looked outside his window and he could see Muslims cheering from the fall of the World Trade Center, which is 4 miles away from him. So where did you see Muslims cheering at? 4 miles away. I need to know where you seen them at. Chris Christie shut them down and says, no way you seen that. No way you seen that. No way that you heard that people in New Jersey was, no, it's no way. Then he changed the story, and people still believed him. The news interviewed people and said, this is what he said, but then he retracted it. They was like, we don't care, we still believe him. Because you know why? They got pure hate in their heart. People don't understand. There was over 300-something Muslims that was killed in 9/11. Watch the whole documentary on it where this one lady, her son, was killed in 9/11. She couldn't even go to the memorial because people were spitting on her. They tried to attack her. Like she had no right to grieve and go to that memorial because her son was Muslim and, you know, purposely orchestrated. Come on. I'm not even going to get into the whole 9/11 stuff because, you know, if you believe that Muslims did that, something wrong with you. Again, I said these terrorist groups that are Muslim, they're on a level of gangs. They're not this high level. No way possible they could have orchestrated certain things. Just can't. They don't have the resources. They don't have the resources. This is why they shut down my GoFundMe account, because they're going to say that they couldn't document, you know, we're outsourcing the funds, where I was sending the money to, and all this other stuff. All right, shut it down then. So be it. Allah knows my intention. What I was trying to do was help homeless or any Muslim families. Allah knows my intentions with their whole situation. And whatever y'all did with the money, so be it. May Allah, you know, reward those who did give. I mean, that's all I'm going to say about it. They want to shut down anything that's positive. They want to keep us in fear. They want us to remove our hijab and assimilate with them. You don't tell Christians to take off their cross. You don't tell Jews to stop wearing the Star of David. You don't tell Buddhists that they can't go to their temples. You don't tell Sikhs that they have to remove their turbans. People should question why they hate Muslims so much. Because 9 times out of 10, it's just pure ignorance. This is the same thing as the people did into the South to African Americans. They feared and hated them because they didn't know them. They didn't know that if I bleed blood, you're going to bleed the same way. I just have more pigment in my skin than you do. These evangelistic groups that are Christian preach nothing but hate against Muslims. And they're endorsing Donald Trump. And the things that they state out their mouths against Muslims is pure ignorance. Like, how did you get a degree in theology and you didn't study no other religion? One thing I studied when I was in school, I took a more in-depth class on religion. I studied, you know, all the religions in depth. I was raised and born Methodist, Christian. So I know in depth about a lot of stuff about my three aunts were evangelists. We used to go to PTL in North Carolina for meetings and things like that where Tammy Faye Baker and them, they had that whole thing down in North Carolina. Yeah, I used to be involved all that. My aunts and them would take us down there because they were evangelists. I know a whole lot about the Christian religion. So when people come to me and say this and that, I'm like, that's not what you believe. I know what you believe because I used to believe that. You can't tell me this stuff is not correct and what you're teaching is hate. I know a lot about the Christian religion because I was born and raised Christian. These people don't read the Bible. These people go off their own clam, their own speech, and say what they want to say, and people believe it. They're not even taking what scripts from the Bible. They're not even taking passages from the Bible. It's what they say. And then they hold the Bible up and say, this is what God, a'udhu billah. These people are teaching hate and fear, and until that we make dua, this is what I said, this is what I challenged the Ummah to do. I said if every Muslim around the world got up for tahijjah and made dua against them, against the oppressors, against the people who hate Islam, do you not think that Allah would answer our prayers? We can't even do that. We can barely get up and make our 5 prayers. We can, you know, can't even pray on time. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not changing this condition because we are being hard-headed. We are not doing what Allah says. We are not adhering to hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're doing what we want to do, so this is why Allah is not blessing us. This ain't happening for no good reason. We are so divided that we can't even come together in a time of crisis. People don't even want to speak to you because you don't wear a certain color or you don't go to a certain masjid. But if a person in your family dies, you'll run to the other masjid than your own to get sadaqah. Until we are ready to change our condition for the sake of Allah, things are only going to get worse. And we know we are in the end of days. And we know what happens in the end of days. And until we are ready to rectify that, things are just going to get worse. We're going to be more hurt. We're going to lose more. It's all a lesson from Allah that we need to pay attention and turn off the idiot box, which I call TV, and turn off the radio. These kids out here, they know all the words to the song, but they almost 10 years old and don't know how to pray. We have to redirect ourselves to what we should be doing and focusing on that. Come back to Allah, because that's your only saving grace, is if you turn to Allah for these things. But if you remain ignorant, it is what it is. It's going to get worse. And what's going to start to happen is going to start to affect more households. It's going to start to affect more people. And then when it comes to your household, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, y'all, you should have been doing it. This is what happened. Oh, Lord, help me. If all you can do is pray when you in need of something, you're already in trouble. I'm going to get ready to end the call tonight. I'm going to open up the call again in case anybody has comments, questions, or concerns while I'm going through the recap to provide you with all my information on how to reach me. If you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in 805-727-7013, and you can press 1, and I'll accept your call. These shows are all archived on Block Talk Radio, so if you ever want to, you know, re-listen to one of these calls, you would just go to blocktalkradio.com/emailalfred. You can search for my name, and it'll pull up all the shows with my name in it. When I do the advertisements on social networks, I do put the link for this show back in that link, so you would just have to go back and click on there so you can listen to it at another time. All these advertisements and links to the shows are on my page, Religion Means Alive, Quadira section. You can reach me if you have a comment, question, want to feed me. You can reach me at 610-836-2120. You can leave me a text message, voicemail. Inshallah, I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Let me see here. Oh, if you want to send me an email, you can send me an email at qamrma@gmail.com. I'm on all social networks. That is Facebook, Instagram, Path, Twitter, and Google Talk. You can inbox me. You can DM me, however you want to reach back to me. I do thank all the callers for listening tonight. I appreciate all of your support that you give me. And I'm looking for titles. So if you have a show topic that you want to see me address or you want to talk to me about, feel free to reach me on one of those avenues, and I'll, you know, honor your request. Monday's topic, inshallah, will be why people are taught to fear Muslims. It's a bigger picture, people. I just want y'all to understand it. It's way bigger than Islam. It really has nothing to do with Islam, but people fear the unknown, and because they don't know that we are one of the Abrahamic religions, they fear us. These people are so ignorant, because if you ask people what they think Muslims believe, these people are so far gone, it's pathetic. It's pathetic and it's sad how far gone they are. So, inshallah, Monday I'm going to try to dissect why people are afraid of Islam when it's really pure ignorance that they have. Other than that, I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. Please continue to join in. Share the link. I see people share. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Shakran. And that's it for tonight. So, assalamu alaikum and have a good evening.